With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A federal appeals court panel in D.C. has ruled that former President Trump can be tried on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. The court rejected Mr. Trump's claim of presidential immunity. It sets the stage for an appeal by Mr. Trump, perhaps to the Supreme Court. Oversight of troubled aircraft maker Boeing is expected to top the agenda as the new FAA chief testifies today on Capitol Hill.
FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker says his agency will use more people to monitor aircraft manufacturing and hold Boeing accountable for any violations of safety regulations. Just last month, a door panel blew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliner over Oregon. Since the Alaska Airlines incident, Boeing and the FAA have been under renewed scrutiny that goes back to the crashes of Boeing MAX 8 jets in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed a total of 346 people. Donna Warder, Washington.
There is widespread flooding, rock and mudslides across parts of California. Power outages, evacuations as well, the result of two back-to-back atmospheric rivers that have swamped the state with torrential rains and fierce winds.
It's still raining across parts of Southern California earlier this morning, and it looks like it's still going to be pretty wet today on Tuesday. Additional showers are forecast anywhere from west of Los Angeles all the way down to San Diego.
And that's the National Weather Service's Bob Orovec. It's not only the House, where Republicans are standing up against the $118 billion border bill, GOP opposition building in the Senate as well. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 94 points, while the NASDAQ is down 9. The S&P trading 3 points higher. This is SRN News. The Canadian military embraces transvestites.
The Canadian Forces base in Borden, Ontario, is hosting drag queen bingo nights for the troops and their spouses. The Huron Club Junior Rank Mess is putting on the show, and its committee has released a statement thanking the drag queens for their, quote, extravagant performances. The Canadian Armed Forces have fully adopted the LGBT agenda despite protests from current and former servicemen. Last summer, bases began flying the LGBT rainbow flag during June. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Most evangelical Christians started young. That's a conclusion of a new study by Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, which reveals that 72% of people who now identify as evangelicals came to faith before the age of 18. The rest did so after that. The poll also finds a majority of respondents cite their parents as the number one influence on their life, followed by the church. This is SRN News. More artificial intelligence-related mischief, this time on the campaign trail.
Philadelphia Sheriff Rochelle Bilal's campaign is acknowledging that a series of positive news stories posted to her campaign website were generated by ChatGPT. The campaign late Monday has removed more than 30 stories that it said a consultant had compiled using the AI tool. The move comes after a Philadelphia Inquirer story on Monday reported that local news outlets could not find the stories in their archives. Experts say this type of misinformation can erode the public trust and threaten democracy. Bilal's campaign says the stories were based on real events. Keith Peters reporting.
The Mississippi Supreme Court's slated to hear arguments today over a state law that would put $10 million of federal pandemic relief money into infrastructure grants for private schools, grants worth up to $100,000 each. More details at srnnews.com.